Hi, this is Kevin Cook, the Heavy Equipment Guy. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about heavy equipment and texting is a bad combo. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. Again, www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. We always like to be in touch with our friends and family members, but there are things when the medium that you use to stay in touch with them can prove to be fatal. You may say that you're just trying to communicate a simple thing to someone, but if you're communicating, you should not do anything else other than talking to the person on the cell phone. You can't be working as well as talking both at the same time. It does not go well with each other and has potential possibility to inflict serious injury to you or someone else. Most of the accidents happen while the person driving the car is talking to someone and driving at the same time. Now, as far as talk is normal, he or she has its sights on the road, but if he gets it to hear something exciting, his attention gets automatically diverted. So, you may have your eyes on the road, but definitely not your attention. The chances of bumping someone on the road increases manifolds. While you're operating heavy equipment at a construction site, you got to be extremely cautious about what you're doing. It has been seen that many experienced operators use their cell phones and keep on texting people while operating machines. This is a very bad combination. The operator may be quite experienced and superb control over the machine, but he is still playing with fire by diverting his attention on his cell phone. It has been observed that texting is more dangerous than speaking over the phone. While you are texting, you're constantly or continuously have to look at your cell phone, and there you lose your sight on the job site. You will not even get to know if something gets on your way by the time you realize may be too late for you to take control. According to research, it has been noticed that while you are texting, your eyes are off the road or job site increases by 400%, and the chances of moving into a different lane is increased by 28%. So one can simply figure out how dangerous it is to text while you are operating construction equipment. Now, most horrifying detail is that while you're texting, it increases the chance of an accident by 2,000%. Dang, that is a lot, guys. Do not text and operate, or text and drive. These statistics anomalously speak one thing. The construction business owner should put a ban on using cell phones while working on a job site. The operator may expect some emergency calls, but that can be easily dealt with by providing the number of supervisors on duty. By giving those guys, the supervisor, the guy's not operating, the guy that's in charge of the job site, his cell phone, if he has to need to get a hold of any of his operators. So, if there's an emergency in the family, you need to call the supervisor and he will inform the operator. The contractors should also develop a cell phone free policy for all the operators and also the construction workers on the job site. This will ensure the safety and well-being of all employees working on the job site. Again, safety first. Safety first. Even with your cell phones on the machines. Again, you got any questions? Give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.